It is great to be here.
Hey, not a problem. Bang for your buck night tonight with the T-Rats and WIXX. Now, is it true the Million Dollar Man is going to be throwing dollar bills out tonight to the crowd?
Well, you never know what I'm going to do when I show up, my motto is everybody's got a price, and I always try to prove it.
It's amazing how many folks are wrestling fans and how many folks go back, and you've been retired for a little while now, but how many folks go back and remember plain as day everything the Million Dollar Man did back in the day?
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. I always say this. The wrestling fans are some of the most loyal fans you'll ever find, and the marketing that the WWE has done is incredible because last year I was in Scotland and I was walking into the equivalent of their version of a Walmart. There was a little boy, probably 5 or 6, walking out holding his grandmother's hand. And as he walked by me, I heard him say to his grandmother, "That's the Million Dollar Man." I almost dropped my jaw. And I was like, I spun around and I looked at him and he looked at me and I said, "How could you possibly know who I am?" And he said, "Video games."
Wow, really? There you go.
It's incredible.
The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, joining us this morning on WIXX. He's going to be at the T-Rats game tonight.
This is my question. Is Virgil going to be with you?
No, there'll be no bodyguard escorting me and opening doors and all that stuff. No, Virgil won't be with me.
You know, I don't think a lot of people understand the wear and tear that takes place, on a yearly basis if you are a professional wrestler. Talk about some of the injuries. Were you able to escape that a little bit, or you've probably had some injuries along the way as well, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, and here's the thing. There's no off-season for wrestling.
Right.
It's year-round, and the schedule's not as intense today as it was for us. Today, the guys are on the road 4 days a week, and they're off 3 days. And now they're off 3 days from actually physically wrestling. That doesn't mean that some of them are still out doing promotions and other things. But we wrestled, there's 365 days in a year, and I guarantee you we were wrestling 300 of them. And so it was the wear and the tear over the constant grind. We were all in great shape, but I liken it to football in some ways. It's kind of like, well, you learn how to fall. The ring is padded. I said, but the ring is not it's not a trampoline. And when you pick a guy up that weighs 250 pounds and you throw him down that mat on his back, and even though he lands flat and absorbs the blow, do that every night for a few years. I have had 2 surgeries on my neck, one to replace the discs in my 5th and 6th vertebrae, and then I've had, back in December, I had double knee replacement.
Wow.
Had them both done at the same time, and I deal with, more back issues. I don't see any surgery coming up or anything like that, but it takes a toll. Definitely takes a toll.
What can we expect Ted DiBiase to be doing tonight? You'll be doing autographs and pictures and that sort of thing for the folks?
Oh, gosh, yes. I will be signing autographs, taking pictures, kissing babies, and probably I'll be chasing the mascot around the field or something.
Get on out tonight. It is a Bang for Your Buck Night, Fox City Stadium. Dollar hot dogs, beer, soda, and Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, is going to be there. And Katie's going to be out there, too.
That's right. I'll be out there, so I'll stop by and see ya.
Hey, Ted, it's going to be a great night for baseball. Enjoy it, and thanks for taking a couple of minutes today.
You bet. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.